Welcome to the first vodcast of 2014. I'm so pleased to be filming today's vodcast at Liberty High School alongside some of the finest broadcast students anywhere around Peoria Student Broadcast Network. It's busy as ever in the district with a major milestone approaching us. This number represents the total number of days until our students will begin their AIMS testing. Testing is important as it provides us with a benchmark on what our students have learned during the school year. As testing approaches, it's important to remind your students to get plenty of rest, eat healthy, and continue to work hard to make sure that they represent themselves well in the AIMS testing this year. I'm wishing all of our students luck in this year's testing. I know they have worked hard this school year, and our teachers have certainly done their best to prepare them. While it may seem like we've just started the second semester, our administrative team is working diligently behind the scenes to begin preparation for the next school year. They recently developed a detailed professional development calendar that was adopted by our governing board. This new calendar adds full-day professional development opportunities to our school calendar for all district staff, which will allow for greater opportunity for our employees to collaborate, to work on instructional strategies, and ultimately impact learning for our students. To add these full-day opportunities, we've reduced the number of early release or half days for our students. You can view the complete professional development calendar on our district website by clicking the calendar icon in the bottom left-hand corner. Another significant change recently adopted by our governing board is the way that we will be compensating our employees. This aligns to our goal to attract and retain the best caliber employees around. This compensation structure removes us from the traditional step system and positions us to provide a more equitable way to pay our employees. While the structure has been approved, the process and the details are still in the works and will be shared with employees over the next few months. Once the information is available, we will provide multiple ways to communicate it so that all of our employees feel well informed about the changes. Once again, I'd like to thank Liberty High School for providing us this opportunity today. Without any further ado, I'll turn it over to Darian White and Will Nelson from Liberty.
Thank you, Dr. Santarelli. Congratulations to Abel Sharian in 8th grade at Marshall Ranch Elementary, who won Peoria Unified's annual spelling bee. Abel correctly spelled geranium in the 22nd round. There were two additional spell-off rounds to determine the 7 runners-up. The champion and runners-up will advance to the Regional B, which will be held Saturday, February 22nd at Cactus High School.
Another congrats goes out to Centennial High video production students selected as the grand prize winners of the New Tech Smart Card Contest. The students collaborated on the contest submission, which was an essay and video production. The video was selected from hundreds of entries from high schools and universities across the country with active video production programs for students. The Smart Card is equipped with state-of-the-art technology, which the students will use to cover district-wide sporting events.
The district's first Family Resource Center opened its doors to the community on Monday, January 27th at Marshall Ranch Elementary. The overall goal of the Family Resource Center is to strengthen families and help children arrive at kindergarten ready to succeed. Family Resource Center, in partnership with First Things First, this new center will provide resources to families with children 5 years and younger.
A special congratulations to Cindy Piano, science teacher at Heritage Elementary, who was recently named a recipient of one of the Presidential Awards for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. Piano was one of 102 recipients of this prestigious award, which is given out annually to outstanding K-12 science and mathematics teachers across the country.
Peoria Unified's Community Legislative Network, or CLN, partnered with parent support organizations' presidents to host state legislators in engaging discussions at Oakwood Elementary. The panel, consisting of representatives whose constituents reside within the district, participated in a panel and answered questions from parents and provided their point of view on the direction of education in Arizona. The representatives in attendance were Paul Boyer, Rick Gray, Martin Quezada, David Livingston, and Phil Lobas. The program can be viewed on local Cox Cable Channel 99 and YouTube. Thank you, Dr. Santarelli, for joining us here on Set at Liberty. Back to you.
Thank you again to Liberty High School, Principal Mr. Croteau, and the PSBN students for hosting today's vodcast. Until next time, thanks for all you do to support the Peoria Unified School District.